That's how you'll know that eventually, when the tides change time, maybe then I'll go. But for now, I'll be staying till the sea drags me away, and I'll be saving each piece of heaven I find, living out this moment in my mind. My thoughts are getting clear, my feelings are dearer too, in that big wide ocean I found my truth. Oh, will your memories be kind? Or will you choose to stay in the past tense time, when the future is so bright, and the only way out is up, and to you shows me his love, and we won't need the sun anymore, 'cause we're enough, and we'll sway here now in time, and if it ends, well, oh well, just let the moonlight shine and the sea foam swell. Saving each piece of heaven I find, living out this moment in my mind. My thoughts are getting clear, and my feelings are dearer too, in that big wide ocean I found my truth. Oh,
this is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. Thank you for joining us once again. You were just listening to a wonderful local artist named Sammy Joy, and she has moved here recently from New Orleans. She recorded this CD with New Orleans Sounds and Half Moon Bay Sounds, I believe. And that first song was Fog off her album Painted Joy. No.
Painted Rest.
Off her album Painted Rest. And she's going to tell us all about that in just a moment. But first, we have to thank our sponsor, Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. And you can get great food there, great drinks. It's a great place to meet with your family and with your friends. And they have wonderful music. Friday and Saturday, they have karaoke at 9 o'clock. You can be a star. On Thursday nights, you can do open mic, and you might hear Sammy. She's just found out about this, and I think she's going to get down there pretty darn soon.
For sure. Definitely.
All right. Thank you, Sammy, so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about this beautiful CD.
Well, thanks for having me. This is my first solo collection of songs that I've written alone. I was in a couple of different bands over the last many years. I was living in New Orleans, and having lots of fun and playing all different kinds of genres, but the whole time was collecting my own little bag of original songs. And sometimes I played them with the band, but they were just kind of my own little secret thing.
That's so
and,
cool.
And I was just thinking, oh gosh, I have to record these. And I was just busy with other amazing, great things. And then I was about to leave New Orleans and I was just thinking, I have to get them. I have to get them down. So I recorded this 3 weeks before I moved here.
Wonderful.
By myself in three straight session days, three full days in a row. I did all the instruments and everything but the engineering.
Wow. Wow. So this multi-talented, beautiful woman is here. And I discovered her last week at the opening of the Kevin Henney art gallery. And Sammy was singing with some musician friends of mine and just making beautiful music and sounding so great.
I was with Seaside Serenade.
Yeah. It was
their,
so
their
great.
Guest singer. It was a blast.
So it was the French version. Oh, it was like the... what's the coast there they call it?
La Mer. I don't know.
There's a name for the coast in France.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember. Côte d'Azur. That's it.
Sure. We're the Côte d'Azur.
Yeah. The
Côte d'Azur.
The coat of gold. Yes. The coast of gold. Something along those lines. Anyway, so that's how we found Sammy. And I'm so glad you're here today.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yes, it was great. We were doing some Edith Piaf tunes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you guys are putting a little French thing together. That Zach...
A French version of Kiss from Rose.
Oh,
by
that,
Seal.
Oh, that was so cool. That was really cool.
A real cool twist.
I really enjoyed that. Yeah. So she was playing with Zach, who is a multi-talented musician who plays bass, and he was playing accordion on that song and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Guitar too.
Yeah. It was awesome.
John Wittenberg as well.
John's the man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's been here before. I sing with him as much as I can.
I've heard him. Yeah.
He's
awesome.
He is. He's a great musician. So let's let people know about the next song we're going to play.
Okay.
So it's called Sunday Blues. And this is your album again called Painted Joy.
Painted Rust.
Oh, Painted Rust.
So Sammy Joy. Joy is my middle name. So that's my stage name. And then Painted Rust is the title of the album. There's a track on it also called Painted Rust. But this next song is called Sunday Blues. I wrote it on the ukulele, sitting on my porch in New Orleans, just kind of acoustic style. And this is one that did develop with a band, and I kind of got to feel what it would sound like with a full band. And so even though it's not a full band on the album, there is piano, a little bit of gong, some percussion here and there. It's my filled in, my solo one-woman band version.
Nice.
Of this. And it's about basically of that feeling of being a musician, like, all right, this is wonderful and we're in a place, but we have to pick up and go somewhere else soon. So don't get too comfortable because we're going to be on the road. So it's that kind of that magical feeling of there's somewhere new to go, but I'm really here. I'm trying to live in the moment. And that's kind of the feeling that I had writing it. And just about writing in your journal, trying to keep track of everything that you're collecting as in this kind of lifestyle that I've been living.
So this is Sunday Blues by Sammy Joy. And it's about living in the moment while you plan for the future.
True. Yes.
As like a musician.
That. Yes.
Which is all mishmashy anyway. Sammy Joy, here we go.
Sunday blues, well, here we go. Pack your bags, another show. Kiss your lover goodbye for now. Cause we've got a whole lot of land to plow. We'll sow the seeds and we'll collect the stones. Cause man is made of dreams and bones. And never knowing where we'll go is half the fun. The rest of no, no, no. No more crying, no more tears, no more lying, no more sad goodbye, and no more fears, no more fury. It will double if you worry about yourself and your position. You've got a sunny disposition. Sunday blues, well here we go. Pack your bags, another show. Kiss your lover goodbye for now, 'cause we've got a whole lot of land to plow. We'll sow the seeds and we'll collect the stones, 'cause man is made of dreams and bones. And never knowing where you go is half the fun, the rest is no, no.
That was super cool. So, Sammy, I have to mention, this is Kelly Morlock, Coastside Carousel. We're talking to Sammy Joy, who's a recent relocator to Half Moon Bay from New Orleans. God bless her soul. Those are the two of the best connections I can think of, Half Moon Bay and New Orleans.
Right, from the Crescent City to Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, exactly. A little Crescent Bay. Exactly. So one thing I noticed about that is like the cool piano. You can tell that's a nice, well-seasoned piano that you're playing on the song.
I initially was kind of hesitant to record on it, but I trusted the space that I was in and the engineer that I had at this wonderful studio called Neutral Sound in New Orleans. So the neutral ground is that strip of land that exists in between the two sides of each main road. And in New Orleans, they're turned into little parks and hangouts. So Neutral Sound is a play on that kind of feel, that hangout kind of vibe. And the studio is a big old mansion house converted into a home studio with super great gear. So I walked in and I saw the piano. I was like, ooh, ooh, and I heard it. I'm like, what is that going to be like on a recording? And it isn't glossy and it's not perfect. And I like that. It has an old world kind of more of a ballad focused, just kind of rich, muddy, a little bit tinny too. So it's something German with a G.
Okay. Guggenheim.
I don't want to say it the wrong way. And it is beautiful. It's big, grand, old, light brown, and just really fun, really cozy. I was able to just freely play. So some pianos you sit down and the vibes just aren't right. And others, they feel amazing. And this one was like that.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is very cool. Yeah. Very cool. And it's actually really cool because in Half Moon Bay, we have this tradition of an outdoor piano playing thing that's gone on over the past few years. Mauro Fortissimo started doing, Sunset Piano.
So lovely.
And now it's...
now it's Flower Piano.
Now it's Flower Piano.
In the Botanical Gardens.
In San Francisco, in Golden Gate Park.
What a blast.
Of course, you're aware of the hip things going on here because you're a hip girl.
I went and followed the Brazilian group.
Wasn't it great? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I was there that night, too.
They're playing this Friday, actually.
Yeah?
At Odd Job. That band's name is Casulo.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, with Dave Shore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually need to get on here. He's a good friend of mine. Yeah. He's very shy, though. So I'm just
so many talented people here.
There are. Yeah. I know. That's what's amazing. All right. So that was awesome. So that was Sunday Blues on Painted Rust. And the next song you want to share with us is called What You See. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
So What You See, let's see. Wrote What You See during the last election week. And I hadn't been writing for a couple of weeks. And I was just in a mood, and it all came out at once. And if you listen carefully, you might be able to tell that I'm doing my best to try to reflect on the concept of manifestation and not necessarily believing in everything that you see. Yet, if you believe something hard enough, you will end up seeing it. So it's both sides in the way that what you believe will end up becoming what you see, and what you see is not something that you must believe in.
I like it.
Meaning, how do I deal with this reality? What's happening right now? Ah! Well, maybe if you don't fully believe in it, of course, you believe it's happening. Right. You see it. It's reality. Mm-hmm. But I do think that you give things power when you believe them. And if you don't choose to believe it, you may not give it as much power.
Amen. All right. What you see, Sammy Joy, Painted Rust.
Is here. Stop fueling past time fears. The little body babe can finally misbehave. She'll run a mark and she'll skip. Don't ever wait to be free. But do you believe? What you say? There's so much breaking now, 'cause time's been bending in. Go and make your sound, and then stop picking at your skin. And yeah, we've all got flaws, one side of each extreme. Do you believe in what you see? Oh, do you believe in what you see? Fighting on, you're never gonna know how to feel, how to be, or how to see. Oh, only one way to go. Only one way to know. And that's to forget the whole drama of it all. Can you forgive the whole drama of it all? Shape up or ship out, the landing card is now. And learning won't be hard when loving fears no doubt. Just live right or you'll pay, the guru said to me. It's you, you believe.
All right, everybody, do you believe in what you see? Sometimes you can, sometimes don't.
Sometimes you shouldn't.
Exactly. Yeah. This is Kelly Morlock with Sammy Joy, and we are reflecting on her beautiful, beautiful music that she recorded in New Orleans right before she came to Half Moon Bay. So tell us a little bit about what brought you out here to our beautiful part of the world.
Absolutely. So to my family, initially, I was living in New Orleans, and of course it gets really hot there around May, and I don't really love it when it's like that. I love being there, and it's hard for me to leave, and it was always hard to peel away, but I had to go in the summer times, and my parents moved here just right in line with the first time. So I came here, was mystified, and I couldn't believe that this place that I thought I was drawing my whole childhood, and you know, like the little paintings with the mountains.
Wait, you saw it and you moved
and
here?
And I was like, whoa, it's real.
You saw it? Yeah. What you see, yeah. You can believe.
It really is like what I used to doodle. And it's real. So my parents moved to Miramar. They were about to live somewhere else. And then at the last minute, they found that spot. So I came in the summers for 3 summers in a row. And I was just really tired of going back and forth. And I just decided that I'm going to flip the way I'm living. And instead of coming here part-time and being in New Orleans full-time, I'll live here full-time and go back to New Orleans whenever I want to, or whenever I can, or whenever there's a project to work on, or something magical, or something sweet. And that's been really working out, because my life is more functional here. And I love just being near the water and around lovely, sweet people, and eating the freshest vegetables, and playing the farmer's market, and coming here to meet you. It's just really sweet.
It is. It's so sweet here. And it's so awesome to have you. Welcome. We're so glad you are here. And folks, you need to check out the music guides so you can find out when Sammy is going to be playing. And she's a beautiful, beautiful person. And I know you'll love her. Absolutely love her. And her singing. So what we're playing right now is her original album, but she also sings amazing covers of French style, and she did this cool version of Seal's Kiss from a Rose.
Some jazz stuff, so standards.
Yeah.
I speak Portuguese, so I sing in bossa nova groups sometimes.
You so belong here.
I know. Thank you. I feel it. It feels good to belong somewhere.
Okay, we need to get some fado action going on if you speak Portuguese.
Yes, I have a viola monantina.
Oh.
And I actually brought it to school today into my kids' classroom to show them. That's so funny.
All right. So as you just heard, Sammy's day job is teaching kids music, because that's what a lot of artists do. And God bless you for doing that,
Thank you for keeping
the music flowing in our young people's minds.
It's so important.
It is. Absolutely. Music in my life, growing up in Davis, we had the best music programs. And I'm so blessed because of that. And singing with Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir now, I feel like I found the two amazing directors in my life, and I'm so blessed, and that's why I sing in choirs and things like that more than solo stuff, because I've been blessed to find choirs that fulfill me.
But I have to give back too. I've had so many incredible private teachers, directors. My elementary school music teacher was this incredible person who had a physical disability. He had basically like a very small arm, and he would hold his auto harp with that arm and play it with the other, and I was in first grade. What an impact he made on me. Now I work with people with the auto harp, actually, and help them play music with the auto harp. And it wasn't until recently that it all came full circle. And I had this incredible moment where I realized that Mr. Lipinski in first grade is the reason why I'm still doing this. So I have to keep teaching. I love it very much.
That's so cool. I love it. That is really so special. So cool. Thank you for sharing that. That's very awesome. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Music is the most important thing in our lives. And well,
we all need more of it.
It just makes everything else flow so much better and keeps us connected to the magic and mystical aspects of the universe.
Yes, you can't lose it.
And our day-to-day lives. Because there's mystical, magical aspects in each and every moment.
Constantly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yay. All right. Okay, so we need one more song that we're going to introduce here off this awesome album of Sammy Joy's. And tell us about Cedars.
So Cedars is the introduction to the album. So there's a funny, really interesting, supposedly fictional book series from Russia called The Ringing Cedars of Russia. I bought it in a New Age spiritual store on Long Island about 7 years ago. I met the man. He was a psychic. We had some crazy conversations, really interesting. And then he looked at me and he said, you need to buy this book set. I'll give it to you for $5 or whatever, but it's for you. It's been sitting here. No one's ever read it. I just really feel like you need to read it. And so what it basically is, long story short, is the story of a merchant fisherman character, really rough, rugged Russian man who stumbles upon a forest beauty queen who has been living on her own in the Tigra in Russia for 30 years, basically with no clothing, in peace with animals. She's magical. She's super magical. She's been able to live in peace with nature while her grandfather and great-grandfather take care of and watch after these cedar trees, these big giant cedar trees. Something happens and it cracks and the cedar tree starts making a ring. But she heard her whole life, the myth was, if the cedar starts ringing, that's it. And basically, while the cedars are still ringing, you have a chance to get it together, humanity, and start living in peace with Earth. So that story was running in the back of my mind for years and years and years. And sometimes when I write songs, it will just come out at once and something will happen. And I was playing the chords to the song. I looked at the book and the title came into my mind and I just went, while the cedars are still ringing in Russia, meaning while the cedars are still ringing in Russia, we have a chance to pull this together. And the lyrics of the song are saying, while the trucks are still picking up trash on the streets, while the ocean isn't frozen yet, you'll be mine. And so it's a love song saying basically, while we're still in this thing, let's do this and let's just love each other. That's what it means.
I am blown away.
So you should read the book series if you have a chance because it's crazy. It's beautiful. It's about their love story.
Wow.
This crazy, you know, really rough fisherman and this forest princess.
It's so perfect.
You'd never know if you heard the song. But yeah.
Okay. Cedars by Sammy Joy.
Thank you.
While the cedars still ringing in Russia, and while the plants they still grow on their vines, while the ocean is not frozen and still waves and tumbles for you, darling, you'll be mine. And while the sun it still shines on those old sheep on the farm where I stayed when I was 16. While the trucks, they still drive through the streets and they drop the mess in the trash, you'll still be with me. But I won't waste my time, 'cause I made up my mind. While I'm young, you'll be mine. What's the point in growing up? I'm a half empty cup, and I've already felt the beat of your drum. Illusions are confusing and misleading. I think I'm right, but then I realize that I'm wrong. If I just listen to my inner child that's been growing tougher by the day, I'd be right where I belong. But I've already felt the beat. Oh, I felt the beat of your drum. While the cedars are still ringing while the plants, they still grow on their vines. While the ocean's not frozen and still, waves and tumbles for you, darling. You'll be mine.
Hi, this is Kelly Morlock back on Coastside Carousel. We are talking to Sammy Joy, and we just listened to her amazing song called Cedars. The story about it is phenomenal. If you didn't get to hear the whole thing before the song started, go online to KHMB Radio and find our archives, because she is phenomenal. I am so glad to have met you. I'm so glad you're here today.
So glad to have met you too.
All right. Any last words, Sammy? Where can people find your music?
You can find my music online on my website at www.sammysingsforthemoon.com. Sammy sings for the moon, not to the moon. Think of it as I'm dedicating it to the moon. I'm not singing to the moon. It is for the moon. It's also the same Instagram handle name. So at Sammy Sings for the Moon, two M's, one I. And then the music's also on Amazon and Spotify. And
I've downloaded it on iTunes. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sammy.
And
everybody, check out coastviewsmusic.com and khmbradio.com for the performances going on the Coastside. You'll know when Sammy's playing again. Check out her website. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. And go out and be nice to one another, because you all deserve it. Mm-hmm.